show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Gabby's just literally 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Done the. There it is. You've done the biggest sneeze.
Yeah. It's,
and
it affected my whole body.
I tried to hit record.
Oh, did you?
To get it on the tape. But I missed it.
You've got one of my sneezes on tape from last time I was sneezing.
Do you want me to try and find it?
Yeah. Here, give it a go. Because I do the perfect sneeze. It is exactly how you would spell it
Gabby's
if you were writing it.
It sounds like achoo.
Yeah.
Like full on achoo. Here we go.
If you don't laugh, you cry has been the motto.
Okay, this is the problem.
Oh, don't throw you under the bus and tell you to get audio.
I've got to find something quickly. Here it is.
That's how you'd spell it.
Anyway.
I did the perfect sneeze.
Isn't that how we started the podcast with that?
That's such a flex. I did
such
a perfect sneeze.
Such a flex. No one sneezes as good as me. Good for you.
It's my only win in life.
Yeah.
I'm going to claim it.
What a flex. I sneeze good. Hang about nickname game coming up on the pod today. That's a flex because we actually guessed one today for the first time.
Yes.
Justin Hill. Yeah, but we're a team. Justin Hill talked to the new RuPaul meets the Master Singer.
Yeah.
Sort of TV mashup. Yeah, love that. Hacky Gabby, Clickbait, Cliffo. It's all coming up. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
Tell us your nickname and we'll guess how you got it.
Say my name, say my name.
Cliffo and Gabby's nickname game.
Really easy. Really easy concept.
Yeah, you tell us the nickname that you have. And we try to guess how you got it.
We just try and guess how
you
get it.
The story behind it.
None from about 20? 25, maybe?
We're not doing super well, but it doesn't matter because it's funny no matter what.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
Exactly.
This game. So 131060, call us if you've got a nickname and there's a bit of a story as to how you got it.
Mm.
A good example was Rochelle. A.K.A. Rocket.
Mm.
So she called about 2 weeks ago when we played this game. So this is Rochelle, A.K.A. Rocket. I reckon you're little. You're a pocket rocket.
Oh.
No, my dad said when I was a baby and a toddler, I used to fart so huge that I used to lift up a little. And it just stuck. All my teachers, friends, everybody always called me Rocket.
You'd lift off like a rocket.
Wow. You were like jet propulsion down there. That's a perfect example.
That is so great. I love that. It's not what you'd expect.
I got a list here of nicknames in the workplace. So
give us one.
Good examples. Yeah. So wicketkeeper, the guy who puts on the gloves, then stands back and watches everyone else do the work.
Cliffo. No, I'm kidding.
The office Harvey Norman. Harvey Norman's a good nickname.
Yeah.
The colleague who's shown no interest in their job in 3 years.
No interest for 48 months, whatever it is.
And then what about Sensalite as a nickname?
Yeah.
Sensalite. Only works if someone's walking past.
Oh, that's me. I'll be online shopping and then the boss walks past. I'm
Gabby.
I mean.
Look at this research.
Look at this Excel spreadsheet.
There's a lot going on. Sensalite. That's you. All right, 131060. So if you've got a nickname, you just, like, it's simple as you just got to tell us the nickname that you've got, and
we will
guess how you got said nickname. 131060, be part of the nickname game on here. First up, hello, is this Kirsty?
It is.
Kirsty, a.k.a.?
Fruity.
Fruity.
Fruity. Ooh, okay.
Fruity.
I reckon you had one of those fruit hats that were all the rage in flamenco dancing.
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to put this out there. My mum's first job was working in a fruit shop. She always talked about that. So I just reckon you just had it's an easy story. You just had a job in a fruit shop.
No.
No?
What is it?
What's the story?
In Year 8, we were in sewing class and a boy walked past and pinched me on the bum and reckons I squealed like a fruit bat.
Okay. So you became fruity.
I did.
I mean, back in the
30
day. 30
years
one,
later.
Fruity.
30 years later, you're still fruity. Number
Don't
one.
Go pinching people
not
on bums.
Not appropriate anymore. But number two, my God.
Hilarious.
Like, quite a leap.
I've had it for 30 years.
Yeah. Quite a leak, isn't it, between a bum pinch, squealing like a fruit bat, and then fruity. But, hey, it's your nickname.
Love
who are we to question it? Haley's here. What's your nickname, Hales?
Hello, my nickname is Dood. So D-O-O-D.
Dood.
Dood.
Dood. I don't even know what that means.
I know.
Okay, you go.
I know. As a baby, you couldn't say good. So everything was Dood? Is that yummy?
Yes.
Dood?
Yes.
I've guessed it.
Oh, my God.
Have I guessed it?
It's the
Oh, my God. The day's finally come. We guessed one. I just know that because it's the kind of thing my three-year-old son would say.
As a parent.
Yeah. Like, is that good? You said Dood?
It's Dood.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh, wow.
Do we have to end?
I feel so Dood today.
I feel Dood about it. Do we have to end the game now?
Yeah, I think we do. We're done. Never again.
Nah, stop it. It's too fun. Alana's here. Alana, what's your nickname?
Bill.
You slept with Monica Lewinsky.
Not quite.
I don't know.
Something to do with the ducks, Bill. I reckon you swim like a duck or something.
I was thinking like dollar bills. Like maybe you're tight with your money and you hold on to your dollar bills.
What is it, Alana?
So when I was about 7 or 8, I'm 34 now and I still get called Bill. When I was about 7 or 8, Mum and Dad came home with some groceries and they asked to help me get out of the car.
Yep.
And so I just picked up a stick and put the bags on the end of the stick and it was Blinky Bill. And then it just got shortened to Bill over the years.
Because he goes with his bag on his stick.
Because he goes away with his little stick.
Oh, that's so cute.
Blinky Bill.
Oh, I love that. That's a cute story.
Thanks, Alana.
So like 26 years later, still Bill.
Yeah, still Bill.
Still Bill.
Max, we're going to end on you, Max, really quickly because we're running out of time. What's your nickname, Max?
It's Turtle.
Ooh, I reckon you...
You don't come out of your shell.
No.
You were shy.
You won a race against a rabbit. How'd you get it?
It was when I was born and I had my ultrasound. I looked like a turtle.
All right.
Who are we to question? It's like looking at clouds and guessing what they are.
Yeah, that's it.
Ultrasound,
yeah.
Same thing. A turtle. Right now. Congratulations, you're number
one. We love this guy. He knows everything about every streaming service available. Justin Hill joining us right now. How are you?
Oh, good morning. You're playing my favourite song.
Yeah, right?
I'm a little confused. I thought you'd go in with RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race, but instead you just went in with Justin Hill. So he is not a contestant.
Easily confusable.
You'd love to be on there though, hey?
I would love to do that show because, I also, in addition to the streaming service, I also host the podcast for RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. So
you're going to have to break this down for us because there's two RuPauls that are absolutely killing it at the moment. And that's why we wanted to get you on. There's Down Under, which is the second series of the Australian one. But the one we really want to focus on because, for me, my sort of idiot breakdown of it is it's almost like the Masked Singer meets RuPaul's.
No, you're absolutely right. Because the thing is, this is the second season of RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. Mm. And the thing is the first season, how it worked was that we met the celebrity and then we saw them get into drag and we got a story from them as to why they wanted to do it. And then we saw them perform and everyone was like, oh, wow. But because the Masked Singer has become such a phenomenon across the world, they've completely, essentially given it a drag makeover for season 2. And now we don't know who the celebrities are who are in drag. So they're completely transformed. And then you don't find out until they actually get eliminated from the show. It's such a great concept and it's so clever because my boyfriend and I were sitting here looking at each other going, who the hell is that?
Well, with the Masked Singer, when, someone's being eliminated, they all scream, take it off. What do they scream at the drag
queen? Can you
imagine
if all of a sudden they brought out a big makeup wipe and they were like, take it off.
Spraying with a hose.
Out come the Johnson & Johnson makeup wipes.
No, the person just says, I'm such and such, and then they basically throw to a package of them, because their identity is hidden for the whole show once they're going through, you know, they kind of do some mentoring with some other drag queens who are very famous for being on the show. But I tell you what, the production value, if you're a fan of like Drag Race and you've watched it from the very beginning, it was really chunky and a bit gritty around the edges. But the production value on this show, I would say, is even better than The Masked Singer. It is like really high. You've got the best of the best drag queens working on these people, doing their hair and makeup, fully choreographed routines with dancers and props, and I've already guessed a few of the celebrities.
Yeah,
okay.
I wanted
to throw to you there. I want you to do the Dave Hughes here, or the Abby Chatfield, or Chrissy Swan, or who's the other one? Mel B. Who do you think is behind the makeup?
Look, there's so many, but the couple that I've picked out, and I'm not spoiling it because it hasn't been revealed yet, but I think... Do you remember the guy from Mean Girls who does the "You Go, Glenn Coco"?
Yes. Like,
yeah.
Definitely one of them.
Oh.
And he dresses up as Santa Claus. He's like, And none for Gretchen Wieners.
None for Gretchen Wieners. Yeah. And we've got a couple of Glee people on there. So think Jenna Ushkowitz is in there, and also Kevin McHale as well. He was on Glee. And then someone said Taylor Dane is one of the people that is one of the drag queens as well. Yeah. So, but the performances are just incredible. Like, I can't believe the time and effort that's gone into it. So if you're a Drag Race fan, you're absolutely going to love it.
Justin Hill, you did say Taylor Dane there. So I feel like we have to play a little classic 90s Taylor Dane.
Take me back.
Well, Kate Bush is back. Why not?
Yeah. RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. You can see that on Stan. And this guy, like, his podcast comes out every Thursday. You'll never be wanting for a TV show again, because he just tells you everything that's the best in the streaming services. So check it out. The Streaming Service is the podcast on Listener. Justin Hill, big love.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go out with a little bit more Taylor Dane. Hey, guys.
Do it.
Thanks,
yeah.
Justin.
Thank you, guys.
Don't
you say.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
Ooh, I'm back. This is back. Where I hack your way through life so that you can sit back, be lazy.
Cut corners
and still get things done.
Hey, it's not lazy. It's efficient.
You're right. And that is another hack. Call it efficient. But I actually found this one really interesting because Margot Robbie has come out to say that she uses nappy rash cream on her lips. That is her beauty hack.
Yeah.
Is the nappy rash, because it's like quite moisturizing, it doesn't dry out.
Yeah.
It's just good for skin.
I remember once I had really dry hands. Like I get really dry hands.
Mm.
And I didn't have like any sorbeline cream or any moisturizer or anything like that. So I just used one of the kids' pseudo cream.
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, and
beautiful.
That's the thing. Parents have pseudo cream coming out their ears.
Yeah.
So I have done a little bit of search on all the things you can use nappy rash cream for that is not nappy rash. So the obvious one is all rashes, like, you know, heat rash, shaving rash, chafe rash, all those things can definitely benefit from nappy rash. But the other ones are tattoos. When I got tattoos done, they told me to get nappy rash cream in order to keep them moisturized while they heal so they don't scab and take the ink out. Number two, to knock out pimples. Nappy rash cream has a thing where it takes out the swelling. And that's the point of it. And so it can take the swelling and the redness out of a pimple.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't heal it as such, but it takes the look of it down. Can do the same for hemorrhoids. So pimples, hemorrhoids, same. Number three, you can get off a ring that's stuck on your finger really well with nappy rash cream. They reckon it works better than oil or butter or soap to slip off a stuck ring.
It'd really,
so there's an idea.
Yeah, lube up underneath the... The ring.
It does. Number
lube,
four.
The word term lube doesn't have to be sexual. Don't look at me
it's
like
not.
That.
It's not. Like WD-40 is a lube.
Lube.
Four.
Just when you call lubrication lube, it sounds dirty.
It sounds bad. A quick deodorant replacement. So if you forget to put on a bit of deodorant in the morning, just get a bit of nappy rash cream, rub it under your arms. It's got zinc oxide in it, which is what deodorant has in it. So it doesn't smell the same, but it does the same job. And then number five, and this is the most ridiculous
this
one.
This is quickly becoming the most universal product
right?
in your home.
This will prove that for you because the final one is to fill small holes in your walls. So if you have like, you know, like a little nail hole where you've hung a photo frame, you put a bit of cream over the hole in the wall, you let it dry, and then you can paint right over it.
And if your wall gets a rash or hemorrhoids,
it can also
just
help.
Whack it all over the wall. It'll instant, ease that pain instantly, you know?
This is Clickbait Cliffo on Hit.
I clicked the clickbait so you can be a better human than me and you don't have to click
we
it.
We can just keep scrolling.
You're welcome.
We've heard what the story's about.
So I'll click it, then I'll give you just the gist.
And then this can only keep happening until IT shut down your account. So we got to keep
what
it rolling while we can.
The net nanny's going to kick in. So the headline that grabbed me this morning, woman to have second baby with stepson. This is a lot to be reading at like 4:45 on a Tuesday morning when I read this headline.
Yeah.
A Russian woman has announced she is going to have a second child with her stepson after dumping his dad, who looks after their five other children.
Jeez. Fertile Myrtle over here.
Right. So go with me here. Marina is a popular Russian weight loss influencer, which confuses me because I didn't think social media was real crash hot in Putin's Russia.
No, I didn't think so.
I don't love the free speech over there.
No.
But Marina, yeah, apparently she's an influencer. She's 37 years old, my age.
Wow, okay.
She was married to Alexei. Very Russian, these names. Mm. Alexei's 47. That was the first hubby.
About 10 years difference, okay.
Yeah. But she left him for his son, 23-year-old Vladimir.
Sorry.
Who she
very
helped.
Russian names.
Yes, is. Vladimir, she helped raise since he was 7.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
Marina that's and so wrong. Vlad, so the new couple, they already have one daughter and another baby on the way. Now, if you thought that wasn't cooked, this is where the story takes a real turn. You just got to go with me
here.
How
does it get worse?
After revealing her relationship with her stepson, 37-year-old Marina said, "So many people tell me to use makeup and curl my pubic hair because of my young husband." That's her quote. That's what she said.
Does your pubic hair go straight as you age?
Like, maybe, I don't know. She says, after the pubes thing.
Can anyone confirm nor deny?
After the pubes thing, she says, "But there is one thing. Yeah. He fell in love with me and all my scars from plastic surgery."
What? She's a weight loss influencer and it's all plastic
surgery?
Plastic surgery
and straight pubes.
All right.
Apparently.
Okay.
I told you there's a lot going on.
Do not get a hot appliance near that area, please.
Well, Gabby, he's 23.
She's got to kill
him. You've got to do what you got to do to keep your hot 23-year-old new hubby, who also happens to be your stepson.
We found out just yesterday that Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian had quite the hefty age gap. I didn't realise this. When they were together, they looked like a couple that were same-ish age. Kim Kardashian.
Age-wise, yeah. Like, I feel like they always looked a little mismatched, but not because of age.
No!
Just because of
lifestyle.
Her, the booty, the tan and all that.
Him, the tats.
Skinny little white guy.
Yes.
The tats.
Well, it turns out Kim Kardashian is 41. Pete Davidson is only 28.
Yeah, that's 13 28! Years.
I thought he was older
than
that.
I didn't know Pete was in his
20s.
Neither. No, I didn't
think
he was in
his
20s.
I thought at least 30s. But anyway, because there is such an age gap and we were so shocked by it, we do have producer Hayley in studio with us to talk about other age gaps. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. You guys are very bad at guessing, I guess, ages and just things in general.
Very bad.
I like quizzing you on this knowledge.
I love it when you come in the studio and tell us what we're bad at.
That's her job.
I'm still my job, mate.
Very good.
Point out the weaknesses.
Oh, I never disagree. I always nod
well,
her, yes.
I've got a list of celebrity couples this morning that have massive age gaps in their relationships. So you just have to guess the age gap.
Okay. I think we're going to work together on this
one. Yeah, work together.
Like strength in numbers.
Yeah. I'll either pass or fail you, basically, by the end of it.
Great. We'll get a grade.
The first celebrity couple is Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I thought okay. they were the same age.
I 100% thought they would
so
be the
did
same
I.
age.
Ryan Reynolds. Well, Ryan.
He'd be older.
Yeah, but he was a child actor.
Yeah, I feel like because he's been on the scene a lot longer than Blake.
He has.
And she, like, her big thing was Gossip Girl, right?
Yes. Yes. And she was quite young when she was doing
yeah.
Gossip Girl.
And he was established like Hollywood talent in those days.
By that,
so.
That year. I'd go, I reckon 12 years.
So you think less than
yes.
Peyton?
Yes, Peyton Kim. Mm. Do you reckon?
Oh, but, I'm pretty much going to go with you, I think. Not for this answer, like for this whole quiz. Hayley, lock in 12 years.
12 years. You guys are really close. Blake is 34 and Ryan is 45, so it's 11 years between them.
Not bad.
1 year off.
Bad.
That's
wow.
a pass. Can we have that? Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Nice.
Celebrity couple number two is John Stamos and Caitlin McHugh.
Oh, so John Stamos is Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse from Full House.
From Full House.
Yes.
And who's Caitlin McHugh?
Yeah, I didn't...
She is an actress slash model. You'd recognise her face.
I think I have seen a photo of them together, and I feel like they look quite...
Yeah, I'm looking at a photo of them now.
...different in age. Mm-hmm.
There's also a Ooh. Caitlin McHugh who's an MMA fighter. I don't think that's...
Not her.
No, that's not her. She looks very youthful, and he's going grey. He's got a bit of salt and pepper going on.
I think there's a two in front of this age gap.
Oh, I was going to say 20.
20. 20 years, Hayley.
Lock in 20?
Yeah.
Close again. John is 58. Caitlin is 36. So it's 22 years.
22 years.
I don't know if I could do that.
Well, if it's John Stamos.
If it's John Stamos,
anything within 3 years, I reckon, is a point.
Is a point for us.
All right, another pass.
Yeah. Nice.
You might... Jeez, for a team who's not real good at ages.
No.
We're doing all right.
A little bit shocked. Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Ooh. I know
who's older, because they've both been around forever, though.
He's 100% older. And a fair bit, I reckon.
A fair bit?
Yeah, I think so. I reckon at least 15.
Okay.
You don't think so?
No, I think less than that.
You reckon?
Can we just say knock 2 years off that? Go maybe 13.
We'll go 13.
13. Lock it in.
13. Jay-Z is 52 and Beyonce is 40, so it's 12 years.
Wow.
Oh! You guys are good.
Well done for knocking the 2 years off. Yeah. Got us way closer. All right.
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, do one more.
Do one more. Okay, so this one, Tommy Lee has been in the media quite a bit recently. Yeah. So Tommy Lee and his...
Are we talking about how old or how long?
Well, his new wife, Brittany, Tommy Lee and Brittany Ferlin.
I don't know who she is, but
she'd
I reckon
be so
she's super young.
Young.
I reckon she's like
what
22.
What does she look like? Is she like Barbie doll, like blonde hair, big
no,
boobs?
No, no, no. She's actually,
like
yeah.
Pammy was?
Dark hair. She was an influencer on Vine back in the day. That's how she became famous.
I don't know why. I thought he'd have a type. Like, I thought he'd go for a real young.
For another Pam.
Pam Anderson type.
Well, if she was famous on Vine, she'd be about our age.
Really?
I reckon, because Vine was our era.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't know what Vine is.
Oh. Okay, maybe it was a little younger than us then.
It was like that platform before TikTok where you post your videos.
Like the really quick videos.
Hayley, I remember when they started MySpace, darling. I'm very old.
All right, 25 years. We'll go 25.
25 years.
Ooh, Tommy is 59 and Brittany is 35. That is 24 years.
Wow.
You guys have been really good. All right. You pass for this one.
We pass.
You
pass.
A plus.
Can you just tell us we're not good at stuff more often?
Yeah, sure. We just prove you wrong.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Wednesday, the 17th of August, 2022.
Something that you love, I love, our partners hate. Camping.
What is with that? Your partner and my partner both hate camping.
My partner would love glamping.
Me too.
Or cabins.
Mm.
But actual tenting it, not a fan.
Yeah, and I love it. One of my favourite sounds is the bzzz, like zippers of tents undoing.
I camped all over Europe.
Did
Had
you?
Had the best time.
Oh, I feel like that's a bit of a flex there. Like that's better than the local caravan park.
I do like the local caravan park at the beach too, though.
Oh, that time I camped over Europe. Yeah, good for you, mate. Camping is your free Alpha Bucks letter. So C for camping. Alpha Bucks back tomorrow morning after 8 on HIT and the Listener. The HIT Breakfast Show.